surprised to see me, Daddy? I suppose you should be, since this is your lunch break, and because I should be in the cafeteria right now, eating the lunch you packed for me this morning. But you see, Daddy, it seems like I've gotten myself into trouble again. Should I not call you Daddy? I know you're my teacher too, but most importantly, you're my daddy. My big, strong, loving daddy. You're right, Daddy. Maybe I should be more respectful. I mean, you do have a position of authority over me, being my teacher. So perhaps I should be a good girl and show you the respect you deserve. Because what if another student or teacher heard me call you Daddy? Someone that didn't know we are related. The word Daddy carries such an unfortunate implication these days. One where they'd probably get the wrong idea and assume we were doing bad things. Naughty things that no student and teacher should do together. But you don't really care, do you, Daddy? They can say all the bad things they want and spread rumors to every corner of the school, but we both know the truth, that Daddy only loves his little girl. But I should probably tell you why I'm here. Do you know Mr. O'Leary, the English teacher? He sent me to see you. We were reading the most boring book ever today. It was about an artist, I think, and his portrait or something. I don't know. It was so dull, and I just couldn't concentrate. My mind was focused on other things. Definitely not naughty things, though. Daddy's innocent girl would never have those kinds of thoughts. I surely didn't slide this little hand down across my stomach between my thighs and then back up my skirt. And I didn't remove my tiny white panties either. Not while in class. Not Daddy's girl. Okay, so maybe I did. And maybe I was touching myself down there. And maybe I wasn't so subtle about it, either. Do you think that's why Mr. O'Leary kept glancing over at me? He never called me out, so I thought he was afraid to embarrass me in front of the class. I must have caught him a dozen times taking quick peeks under my desk, watching me as I rubbed my wet little nub. And the longer it went on, the longer I played with myself. And the louder my little moans became, the less I cared if he watched. But then class ended, and he said he needed to speak with me. And of course I stayed, because I'm a good girl. I listened to my teachers. He didn't want to discipline me, and I don't blame him either. He thought that responsibility should fall on you, since you're my daddy. So, he wrote me this detention slip, and now I'm stuck with you for the next 30 minutes. What a horrible punishment, too. Stuck in this quiet room, all alone with my daddy. Are you going to punish me? I don't like to admit it, but I was not a good girl today. And I probably do deserve whatever punishment you decide to give. But I can tell you don't want to hurt me or my feelings, Daddy. So why don't I get to choose my punishment? You don't want your little girl to cry now, do you? Thank you, Daddy. And I know the perfect way you can discipline me. I've been so bad. Hard spanking just won't cut it. Oh, Daddy. I think we know where this is going. I can see what you have there, in your pants. I can see the outline of it. Why don't you take your hand, reach down into your pants, and pull that big, long piece of chalk. Wow, I've never seen such a big stick of it before. Is it fresh from the box? It's so long and thick and smooth. The blackboard is all clean. Ready for me to write all over it? What should I write, Daddy? This is the punishment I've chosen, but you get to decide what I write. Good girls shouldn't act bad. Really? That is so lame, and it doesn't even allow me to reflect on what a bad girl I've been. Make me think about what I've done, about how bad I was. Daddy's good little girl won't masturbate in English class. Well, at least that's an improvement. Daddy's good little girl won't masturbate in English class. Oops. I dropped the chalk. How clumsy of me. Don't worry, Daddy. I've got it. Oh no! I just can't seem to help myself today. I really shouldn't have done that, but the bad girl in me just takes over sometimes. I know what I did, Daddy. I was bad again. I bent at the waist instead of the knee. I kept my legs perfectly straight as I bent over to pick up this broken piece of chalk. And these skirts reveal so much, too. Why would the school require these short skirts? This one doesn't even make it to my mid-thigh. Do they want teachers to see what you just saw? I'm sorry. Allow me to rephrase. Do they want teachers to see their students' cute little panties? I know you didn't see mine, because I'm not wearing any. Seems I forgot to put them back on. They're probably still sitting under my desk in Mr. O'Leary's room. Or maybe one of the boys snatched them off the floor. I imagine who has it will enjoy the little wet spot I left. Although, I should say it wasn't a little wet spot. I really should continue writing out my punishment. But this piece of chalk is broken. Do you have another one, Daddy? Yep, I can see one in your other pocket. Don't burden yourself. It's my fault this chalk is broken. I can go into your pocket and fish it out myself. This piece seems even bigger than the last. And I don't think that it's in your pocket either. I think it's behind your zipper, Daddy. Why would you keep chalk there? That's so weird. It's no issue, though. Just let me slowly pull this tight zipper down and... Hey, this isn't a piece of chalk. It's just your big daddy cock. And it's really hard, too. I suppose I should have expected this. I mean, I might be your daughter, but I'm 18 and practically an adult. I should know this by now. Men get hard-ons from seeing cute little pussies. Especially wet-type pussies. And since your cock is hard because of me, the burden to relieve you should fall on me, too. It's only fair, right? Do you want me to take care of your cock, Daddy? If you say so, we'll consider it part of my punishment for making you hard. This is so wrong. Not because you're my dad. I couldn't care less if you were my dad or my teacher. It's because, well, I'm still a virgin, and what if your cock doesn't fit inside me? I mean, you have a huge daddy cock, and my pussy is so tiny, which means it's probably really tight. Tighter than any pussy you've fucked before. Definitely tighter than Mom's. You're right, Daddy. I shouldn't worry. We'll make it fit. One last thing. You should probably use a condom. I know they're not supposed to feel as good, but I'm not on birth control, and... We certainly don't want any accidents. Well, I am supposed to be, but I stopped taking it over a month ago. It's so hard to remember to take it every day. I've still got an unopened pack from last month just sitting on my dresser at home. I promise I'll start taking it again tomorrow. I'm a good girl, Daddy. I promise. We'll use a condom so I don't get pregnant. You don't want to impregnate your 18-year-old daughter, do you? Of course you don't. But you don't have one, do you? It'd be kind of weird for a teacher to bring a condom to school. It's okay, Daddy. I've got one. I carry it with me just in case. Although, this one isn't made with big daddy cocks in mind. This one is for tiny little boy penises. Let's hope it fits. Can I put it on? Can you show me? Your little girl needs to learn how to put a condom on. And what better way to start than practicing on Daddy's cock? Okay. Pinch this part. And row. Hey, that was pretty easy. But just look how tight it is, Daddy. It looks so painful. And I don't even have a penis. It must be awful if it's making me uncomfortable. I think we both know what needs to happen. There's no way you can wear it, Daddy. To fuck me with that on would be more painful than pleasurable. It's going to squeeze the life out of you. Looks like you'll just have to fuck me without one. Without any protection. Raw. How awful. Don't worry, Daddy. It's not a big deal. You're just going to stick your bare cock in your daughter's wet, unprotected pussy. What's wrong with that? Absolutely nothing. Well, I think I'm ready for my punishment, Daddy. And you shouldn't keep me waiting. Not unless you want me to act out again. I'll face the blackboard and you can stand behind me and punish me with your daddy cock. I can feel it pressing against my lips, trying to open me up. Can you feel how wet I am? It feels so good, doesn't it? Your daughter's warm pussy leaking all over your cockhead. Push it in, Daddy. Slowly. Like, it's kind of uncomfortable. No, it's okay. Keep pushing it deeper. I deserve it. If you're a bad girl, you'll have to punish me when I'm bad. Like, there it goes. It's all the way inside me now. Fuck, Daddy. I can feel all of you. I can feel your entire cock in my little virgin pussy. Well, virgin no longer. My virginity was always for Daddy. So I saved it for you. And now you've got it. Just the way it's supposed to be. Oh, hold on to me. Put those strong hands on your daughter's hips. Oh, that's better. And now you're in control of me. Now you can punish my little pussy properly. Do it. Punish me. Punish me with your thick daddy cock. Just like that, Daddy. Okay, I know it's ovulating, and I know I'm fertile. Like, I couldn't have picked a riskier day for you to fuck me if I tried. But I didn't do this on purpose. Not me. I'm a good girl. But back to my point. You can't blow a big, sticky load inside my pussy today. If you do, I would 100% get pregnant. And that would be bad, because you're my daddy. So you just have to do it somewhere else. Like on my ass. Or in my little mouth. I know it won't feel as good as filling your little girl's unprotected pussy full of your daddy cum. You just have to deal with it. Besides, isn't it good enough just fucking me without a condom? Daddy, I can feel your cock twitching. You're not about to come, are you? I mean, I couldn't blame you if you were. Your daddy cock is so big, and my little pussy is so small. How could I expect you to last for more than just a few minutes in something so tight? Not to mention how wet I am. You like it, don't you? Feels good, right? I'm fucking your little girl's wet, overlaid pussy. Oh my god. And again, I'm so sorry you can't come inside me, Daddy. It would feel so good if you could, though. Definitely don't do it. But do imagine if you did. Imagine if you came deep inside me. Shooting a thick daddy cum where it belongs. Past my cervix and into my fertile womb. Oh, it would be so satisfying for you. Fuck, it would feel so good to claim not only your daughter's virginity, but also her body. To watch my body change because you couldn't control yourself. And as my strong, loving daddy, you have that power over me. You can hold me tight, and you can make me take your cum. And since I'm a good girl, I would. That would be so wrong, though, for daddy to breed his little girl's pussy. But you aren't going to do that, right? Daddy doesn't actually want to breed me. You don't want my belly and tits to swell. No, of course not. Daddy would never be so reckless as to come in my little fertile pussy. prove it, Daddy. I know you're about to come. I can feel it in your cock. The way you're thrusting. How you're clutching at my hips. Try to pull your big daddy cock out of my pussy before you come. Fuck. I know it won't be easy. But you really should try. But if the urge is too strong, you can just stay where you are and thrust and thrust and thrust until your cock makes a big sticky mess inside me. That's right, Daddy. You can choose this as my final punishment for being a bad girl today. You can make me carry your baby. Is that what you want? Put my pussy full of your cum. Breed my young, fertile body. Put a baby in me. Oh my god. Oh, you don't have to say it. I already know. Do it, Daddy. Oh, I want it. I want you to breed me. Breed your good girl's wet pussy. Don't think about that. Don't think about that. Don't worry about the consequences. Only focus on my pussy. How tight it is. Oh, how warm, wet, and fertile. Fuck. Nothing else matters. Oh, fuck me, Daddy. I think I'm gonna come. Your cock is gonna make me come. I can feel it coming. Fuck. Come with me, Daddy. Shoot that hot cum inside me. Put it where you want it. Where it needs to be. Oh my god. Come. Come for me, Daddy. Come, Daddy, Daddy. all inside me. And so warm, too. Daddy, you weren't supposed to do that. I may have just said it was okay, but as my daddy, you should be more responsible. But maybe the blame lies with me, too. If I wasn't such a bad girl earlier today and showed you my wet pussy, then maybe you wouldn't have put a baby in me. Oh, maybe I would have just found another way to get what I wanted. Anyway, I should finish my writing. I'm a good girl after all. And good girls always finish what they start. Daddy's good little girl won't masturbate in English class. Daddy's good little girl won't masturbate in English class.